for HKX Mobile. Hey, be in here with us.
Here, W2JKT.
4 and 4ZLK. Good, he'd be on his way into work, but good morning, Shane. Hope you had a good night down and back.
W2JKT.
Morning, Eric. I did, and I'm on the way home. Traffic is always lighter on Mondays for some reason. And they don't seem to do construction work on Monday nights. I don't know why. Be a good night for it since there's not a lot of traffic. Hope you both are doing well today.
We're so good. I'm at the foot of the mountain and the day is still young though.
Clouds, and I've been watching the radar. I hope the storm stays off to the southeast of us.
That yesterday, it looked like he was going to.
North Carolina, we're only expecting a couple inches of rain, so let's just hope it stays that way.
See flashing signs on the interstates when I came across into South Carolina this morning from Georgia. The first thing what was flashing up on the sign was flooding expected, turn around, don't drown, and then it flashed to the next screen which said, flood warning for lower part of the state. But that first message looked like as soon as you cross in the border, turn around, we don't want you here.
Truth in that, isn't there?
Somebody was overreaching for the rhyme.
The whole don't drive through flooded roadways, you know, if you come up on the creeks over the road, turn around, don't drown, but if you had never seen that before, you would think they were telling the interstate traffic to turn around. It's just funny that it's all the way up here. I guess it's just a statewide thing. They type it in once and it goes across the whole state.
Because you never know which way they're heading when they're coming across the state line.
Car today, Patrick?
Cherrydale today.
Can never get your schedule down.
Maybe because it changes from time to time.
How many days a week do you make the drive all the way down to Anderson?
Even sometimes I'll only do it two if I got something going on at home. Rain and stuff, I might try to stay. Yeah, I'm working at home Wednesday, Friday this week. I might try to make it Thursday as well if we start getting a bunch of weather.
Drive is it for you?
Miles each way. W2JKT.
He's got me beat, Patrick. That's about almost three times the amount I drive.
He's got me beat. It's about twice what I drive to get to the tool truck.
Back W2JKT. There's that spot at Woodruff Road overpass where it's just, there's some noise source there still that just blows everything away.
Hard to hear going under those bridges. From what I understand, in the evening time, I'll talk to a couple of hands. Sometimes N0TR will be on with me, and he says he can hear me fine. You just can't copy anything there.
Not a lot of noise, and I haven't figured out what it is yet, but it's probably one of those signs or something that's just got some kind of ballast or something that's really super noisy.
Or HKX. Guys, I have arrived at my location, so I'm going to be out for a little bit. Eric, if you're arrived or out of repeater range, have a good day, and good to talk to you this morning. Stay safe. And Shane, I'll be back in a few minutes. KO4HKX. Clear.
Courtney just texted me a couple minutes ago, so I'm going to give her a call, see what's going on there, too. So I'll catch you guys later. It's good talking to you this morning, and I hope you both have a great day. This is W2JKT.
Patrick, have a good day. I'll be in here for a little bit longer, Patrick. Hope you all have a good day and be careful. N4ZLK Mobile.